Hello to every one of you. Thank you for watching today. I have a few remarks that I want to make. First of all, I want to thank so many of you that have held me and my family up in prayer as my beloved grandmother is beginning to make her transition from this life to her rest. And I really wanted to thank you. All your comments, I have read every one of them, and they have truly ministered to our hearts to feel your love. So I wanted to thank you for that. I'm back home now. We're just awaiting. It's just a, day by day thing now. But we got to spend some precious moments with my grandmother last night or yesterday, me and my sons and my grandson. And right before I left, I just rushed to my knees and I said, "Nana, bless me before you go." And she did. She did. She put those frail hands out and just blessed me and my grandson. So it was a beautiful day. So thank you for your prayers. Today, we're all saddened and heartbroken about what's happened in Nashville, Tennessee, right here in the South, to children that is my granddaughter's age, 4 dead, if I've got my facts straight. I may be wrong on that. I've been sort of emotionally a wreck this morning, so I've not really kept up with the news. But I was walking through the living room a while ago, and my wife and I were hugging each other. And, I looked up at the screen, and I saw the children that were dead. And then the lady that killed them. And then I couldn't help but notice the name of the school. It was a private Christian school. Parents paying extra money to protect their babies. But the name of the school really caught my attention. The name of the school is Covenant School. Covenant School. And I thought, Yahweh's children, God's children, are children of the covenant. We're in a covenant relationship. And Satan is determined to destroy that covenant seal between the people of God, especially our children. He wants our children so, so bad. So please keep them in prayer. My heart is breaking for that situation today. Our nation is in trouble. Our society is in trouble. I want to talk to you parents today. And I just want to say something that's on my heart. Your children, my grandchildren, your grandchildren are surrounded. My wife and I were just talking. I was in the kitchen and I just lost it. And that's not like me. Anybody that knows me, I'm pretty much in command, in control all the time. But I told my wife, I said, nothing will be the same when my grandmother leaves. And it's not because she's just my grandmother. But to me, she represents an era of realness. My wife told me, she said, what you're going to miss is her realness. And I was blessed to grow up with her. She was a mother to me. And she was just real. And I think we're living in such a fake world. Everything is fake. Everything is fake. Our news is fake. Relationships are fake. Church, fake. It's just, everything is fake. And our children see nothing real. And I've come to tell you parents something today. Bring your children back to the house of God. Raise them. Bring them back to truth. Your children have no hope. I'm telling you, this world has no hope without the church. And the church is so imperfect, but it's the best thing going. Preachers are imperfect, but we're trying. I'm telling you, you wake up one day and you wonder, what happened to my kids? Maybe you're what happened to them. I don't know, but I know in my life, it was my grandmother's realness that gave me hope and humanity. If you're watching me today, it's time to get real. It is time to get real. If you're playing church, stop. If you're half in, half out, stop. My mother-in-law preached at my church last night because I couldn't be there. And all what she said has just convicted my heart today. If you're hot, that's real. If you're cold, that's real. But lukewarm, fake. He's going to spew you out of his mouth. It is time to get real. Mom and dad, grandma, grandpa, what were you thinking taking your children away from truth while you're living life, doing your thing? Your children have nothing real. If it was not for the church, I don't know where I would be today. I know the church is full of problems. And I know that there's fake people in church. I know that. But for every fake person you show me, I'll show you 10 that's trying, that's real. And so I just want to encourage you parents today. Give your children something. They need help. Find a church that preaches the truth. And if you can't find a local church, then get them involved regionally with a headquarters church. Do something. Your kids have got to have God's word. They've got to have something. There's nothing. All they get is TikTok. All they get is fake. And what I'm going to miss so much about my grandmother is she was probably the last real thing. My life's been surrounded by fake people. I'm so thankful for my church. We have real people there that are so imperfect. But oh, they're trying so hard. And my grandmother is going to be a passing of that realness. And so as I watch what's happening in Nashville, I'm just heartbroken because Satan wants in that covenant, in the children of the covenant. He wants our children. As I was leaving my grandmother yesterday, she was so tired. She couldn't keep her eyes open anymore. And she blessed my grandson. And then she looked at me. Her last words was, "Son, always walk that narrow way." And I thought, who is going to replace her? My life has been wasted if I don't replace her, if I don't replace that realness. So I just want to encourage you today. Focus on what matters. Focus on what matters. All this stupid stuff doesn't matter. Your children are dying. I told my wife a while ago, I said, I want my sons to see a mantle that's been left to them and love this truth. You know, pardon me. Anyway, just a second. Yep. I told my wife, I said, my grandmother, if you look at her, she come from the old school. That means she looked different than the world. And thank you, baby. Thank you. And, you know, she looked different from the world. And a lot of people would say that she had legalism and religion. And she needed freedom from all of those rules. But I've not seen modern Christianity produce anything like her. Dedicated to truth. What she knew of truth. Dedicated to the word. Dedicated to prayer. Wouldn't have missed a church service unless she was dead. That's what our society mocks now. She felt like she should be different from this world. Celebrate different holidays than this world celebrated. And the world mocks her. But when she leaves this world, that generation of realness has left us. Somebody has to take up that mantle. Pray for Nashville. Those precious children of the covenant. Covenant School is the name of the school. To me, it's prophetic what happened today. It's prophetic how Satan wants to break that covenant over our children. Grab your children. Bring them back to the house of God. Bring them back to truth. And more than that, show them real. Show them what Christianity looks like. Show them what dedication to God looks like. Let them be able to say of you, I never heard my mom say one bad word about anybody. That's my testimony of my grandmother. I never heard my grandmother say anything negative about anybody. And you can tell me that your modern version of Christianity equals that, but I don't believe it because I'm not buying what you're selling if it don't look like that. I never heard my grandmother say a bad word about nobody. Nobody. And if she heard you, I'll give you an example. Are you ready? I'll give you an example. Her first husband left her with 10 children. They were pastoring a church in New Orleans, and true to form, he ran off with the piano player. It's always the piano player for some reason. And he left her in a bad shape. No child support back then. That would have been in the 40s and 50s. And she had to take over the church. There was nobody that could take it over. And they built so many churches. New Orleans, Bogalusa, Columbia, Mississippi, Holden, Louisiana. Anyway, if you would have ever said one bad word about that man in front of her, she would have spanked you right there. None of her children or grandchildren was ever allowed to say one bad word about their father. Until you can replace that, until you can show me that, I'm not buying what you're selling. So my prayer today, we need realness. All of us have got to step it up. This generation is depending on us. We're their last. We're it. You and I, if you're in my generation, we are the last. We're it. After us, everything's fake. Everything is fake. We can make a difference. So Thank you for listening to me ramble today with my runny nose and my tears. I love you all. I appreciate you so much. Professor Toto will be live tomorrow night, of course, unless my grandmother passes away, 8 o'clock Central, Thursday nights, 8 o'clock Central. And I want to thank the House of Destiny. They mentioned us again today on their live stream, and it's brought us thousands of new followers today. I just checked, and I believe we had 3,000 new today. Thank you all. I love you all. I appreciate you. Sometimes I don't get to tell you how much you all mean to me. I love you with the love of the Lord. Let's pray for Nashville. Father, right now, we lift up these families that have lost children at the Covenant School in Nashville. We lift up these parents before you right now. We lift up the parents of the girl that killed them because they must be hurting so bad today. We lift up their families. Forgive that young girl. She probably don't even know what she was doing. We ask you to give them comfort and strength in this hour. Father, help them all. And Father, please send your son quickly to save this planet from satanic plans. In the name of Yahshua, I pray. Amen. God bless you. Have a good day.